to call the May 2nd, 2017. Did you say committee of the whole? We're going to the regular meeting.
Yeah, we're ready, regular members, yeah.
I'd like to call the May 2nd, 2017 special board meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order, please. Lisa, would you please call the roll and note the time?
Commissioner Brooks? Commissioner Lerman?
Here.
Commissioner Underdog?
Here.
Commissioner Piatnik?
Here.
President Gaines?
Here. At this time, I would like to invite the public to make any comment if they so choose. No? Very well. Now, do you want me to jump over to here?
We're just going right here, approval.
Okay, great.
We can get one.
Then I will disregard that completely.
Which one's that one?
That's the next meeting.
That's the next meeting. That's the next meeting.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's today's date. I would like to entertain a motion to approve the lowest responsible bidder, L&R Construction, for both West Park and Astor Park playground improvements, including alternates 1, 2, and 3, for a total construction budget of $719,390, with the understanding that the School District 35 will be providing the additional $148,550 to fund alternates, 1, 2, and 3 as presented.
Second.
Thank you. Do we have any discussion?
Quick question. You're familiar with L&R, right?
I am.
Pretty well.
They did Cock and Shelton last year.
What I thought, yes.
So we were very fortunate that two companies that worked for us last year actually submitted a bid, so we were easy to work with, which
yes.
is good.
Nice job.
That is huge.
And they've been a major player for a long time, here in the northern Illinois area. Okay. Well, with that being done, then I would like to call a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Lerman?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdog?
Yes.
Commissioner Platnick?
Yes.
President Gaines?
Yes.
All right.
And now we're going to move on to the exciting part of the evening, recognizing retiring Commissioner Seth Palatnik. So Lisa is going to make a bit of a presentation for us. And then we're all going to chip in with our own comments and observations.
You know, well, my spouse is on her way.
Oh, we can wait.
Wait 5 minutes.
We can.
If otherwise,
she should hear some of these.
We should.
I'm thinking she should hear some of these.
What?
It's gonna be a roast.
It's gonna be a roast. Totally, guys. Good. We can totally wait.
Just take a break.
We already passed it.
Actually,
you passed it, but you know.
Carolyn's gotten a lot of attention today at the office.
Some time
Do you want to just take a break for a snack?
Where is L&R Construction based out of?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. So that's local enough.
That's an easy question. Thank you, Steve.
Any softballs?
I'll throw some time. So we got a
surprise.
Former President and Commissioner Bob Kimberly just won. So L&R, so we got our cake and eat it and get to eat it too, because we were worried when we hired Altima New that we would have, you know, we didn't know who the construction companies would be, but by using L&R, we are very familiar with that. Allows us to kind of keep the process going in terms of.
Well, and the way that we structured our bid, we were very specific to keep the fly-by-night companies that we are not interested in out of the bidding process. So we're really looking for companies that can execute a project at this scale and routinely work in the municipal sector. So out of our three bidders, I mean, L&R did Cock and Shelton, Hacienda did Friends, and Klaus did Berlin Field. So, I mean, those are contractors that have all worked here in town in the last 5 years. So. You know, that's a good spot for us to be. I mean, really, for municipal playground construction, those are really the three out of the three heavy hitters to have bidding on your project. So, you know, as much as we talk about contractors, they also talk about park districts. So if we were hard to work with, we would not have bids like this. So
and I would also add that the few pains that we had with those projects, with those three, were really not specifically faults of theirs,
but
suppliers that we selected at our end. And
You won't see any of those suppliers in our project this year.
Right, I understand that. So they all performed admirably, and I thought LNR was on site all the times they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
Which is my big concern working with the school, that we really bang this one out of the park and keep to the time schedule that we're supposed to.
It's important to, that we get, especially the West playground, that it gets done in a timely fashion. So that's why we're so thrilled, because it has to start on time and it has to end on time. And then for economy of scale and actually to keep the bids really where they are, we're going to be doing Aster at the same time, so they can really send out crews at the same time and do those things. So you'll see both playgrounds close at the same time. It was worth it for us, the economy of scale and money we saved.
The dollars and cents were there to do it.
I'm not an expert in it, but when I observed LNR in action at Coffee Park, I mean, it was like a mess. These guys were to the second. This comes here, this came here, mm-hmm. just knew exactly what was going on next. And, in terms of someone who can really get these projects done on time and on budget, they seem to be, have a good track record with us. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Excellent.
Okay.
I think we can resume our regular agenda as scheduled.
Excellent. So
now that our guests have arrived, welcome.
This is the roasting section. Oh, just kidding.
Yes.
I get the honor of saying the first word. So I remember when I met Seth, it was at my interview on Christmas Eve morning, and met him at Glencoe Roast for coffee, and I just remember thinking, wow, this guy is in it for the right reason. You don't always get commissioners that come out for the right reason, that really their full motivation is to make the community better, to get people to enjoy the parks and programs. He was president, and I really enjoyed that time. When you're president, you get weekly calls from me, or if something's really, not going well, or when things are going good, you talk and you brainstorm and you think of new ideas, and you've always been a wealth of knowledge. And even as you stopped being president, you still got those calls from me, because I recognize the value in some of your expertise. So it's been truly a pleasure working with you. I think if you look at Friday night and what we accomplished in that one little project and the smiles on the kids' faces, and sometimes, as I say, the community cares loudly, but we know they really care about the community. You've always smiled through everything and really have, showed me the way to be positive and stay happy with your smile. You always say that about me, I say that right back at you. So I'd like to open up the floor for anybody else who would like to say glowing things about Seth.
We can start with you.
Seth and I have been on the opposite side of the table for the most controversial things that we've had to do, especially the very first project we worked on together. And I always thought, man, if we were together in the same place, we could really be effective. And what I've seen in this last little go-around, where we're teaming on a committee, when we are working together, I realize that if we were in a squad car, he'd be the good cop, I'd be the bad cop.
So true.
I'm just too nice for this work, for this business. So nice. He doesn't want to upset people. He doesn't want to disappoint people. And I think this feeling of not wanting to disappoint and try to provide people with meeting their expectations is, sets you apart from people that I work with in my life, honestly, and makes me very respectful of you as a professional, and has let me, in spite of the fact that we differed in our opinions about certain outcomes, I would work with you in any committee at any time, and feel very fortunate. Because you have what he's brought. I don't know if a lot of you have seen a lot of the specific expertise that he has, but he has financial and accounting expertise that he doesn't pile on top of you to make you feel like an idiot, which is really easy to do when you don't quite get what's going on. But he just sort of brings it in a way that people can understand it, and in a way that does that makes him look just very matter of fact, which is really nice. So I have truly enjoyed just at the moment, I understood you and your approach. So I'm disappointed about that, but grateful that we've been able to work together. And thank you.
So first of all, Seth, congratulations. 4 years well done. Volunteering, such as this is a commitment, and you are on it. So I first met Seth when we initially created the Lakefront Advisory Committee. We put a open call for members. Seth filled out an application, and I was very impressed with it. I know you were a lifeguard in the Chicago Park District, and I thought anybody who was a lifeguard would be a good person on the Lakefront Committee. And you were very engaging with a lot of the issues we had. And about a year and a half later, I sent out an email to my list, and I said, hey, we have park board openings that the caucus is going to consider. If you're interested, give me a call or contact the caucus. And you raise your hand, and excellent job. Thank God you did that. I think that was that was a time when, you know, there was some back and forth going on in the community and getting people to volunteer to be on the park board and to be considered was a little bit of a challenge. You raised your hand and you stepped in, and we worked closely together on a number of different issues. One of the, you know, you asked me, and I told you about the Central Park, and I said, you know, if you, you know, for the rest of your life, you go by that park, you can look at that park with satisfaction. You know, it was a little bit of a bumpy ride. You inherited a unique situation, and through a lot of turbulence in the air, you as the pilot landed that plane. You landed the plane, and the plane was on the ground, and you have a beautiful outcome. So thank you very much. And finally, the last thing I want to say is, you know, when you asked me some of the big things that, you know, I thought about my tenure, I very quickly said, you know, look, I am very passionate about maintaining our beach and not having it be a construction site. And I know I made a lot of noise for a while, and probably got under yours and everybody else's skin. But the outcome of that is this board, under your leadership, with your signature on this resolution, passed a resolution that basically said that our duty is to preserve and protect the beach, and that we are subject to the Illinois Park District Code, and we'll work with our sister agencies, but we have to take care of our residents. And your leadership and your signature, as well as everybody else here, on that resolution, you know, means a lot to me. And so I want to thank you for the leadership there. Thank you for, you know, a great 4 years here, plus a couple years on the Lakefront Committee. And, you know, I enjoyed working with you, and, you know, you deserve a real big thank you from the community.
Thank you.
My turn?
Seth, I have two specific memories of you. One is when we were in the negotiations with all the neighbors on the ballpark. And I remember you sitting at the committee, and I don't know if you bit your tongue, but you maintained a very calm presence in a lot of, I won't say uproar, but it was not an easy situation to be in. And thank you for shepherding that through. That was really an important time for the community. We did get a lot of input from all sides, that's for sure. And you were able to manage that process, and I think we came out with a really good product. The second time was sort of funny or fortuitous. We were going to have coffee at the Glencoe Roast, and we went over, and it was early evening, and it was closed. And we was like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, there were some chairs there, so we just sat down and talked, and you introduced me to some people in the community I didn't know before, and I got another perspective on things that I didn't have before, and that was important for me and my decision making, and I thank you for that, and I thank you for being flexible and meeting in a coffee house without coffee.
I had a few thoughts I wanted to share too. Taking a little bit different tack, I wanted to thank your wife and your kids. They must be pretty terrific because they clearly have kept you on your toes trying to create from day one the best possible outcomes for each project or process. Whether we were handling positive news or not so positive news, you looked at it like, how is this going to best impact my family and the other 8,000 some odd people here today and tomorrow? And that sort of perspective, I think, speaks a lot to who you're about. I look at you with some pride knowing you, but with a lot of respect and admiration. I don't think I could have conducted the task force meetings as amiably as you consistently did, regardless of what was flying through the air, verbally, physically, whatever. You didn't take any of it personally. You kept the task at hand to mind. I don't know if you realize it, but you've done a lot of very adultish things here. I think that's terrific. I don't get it, people don't pick on me with that kind of stuff. You really did a very adultish job. So you should be very proud of your time here. The community has benefited. I have personally benefited from watching you work and from getting to know you as well. So thank you.
All right. We have a little gift here. Gifts is that you get to choose a park of your preference to put a plaque on a bench, whichever park you want. So you tell us which one, and we make sure that happens. So just let us know what that will be. But this is a plaque from staff and the board in recognition of Seth Platnick. I'm going to go over here. Right?
Yeah.
In recognition of Seth Platnick for his distinguished service, outstanding leadership, and significant contributions to Glenville Park District and the community as a whole. Commissioner 2013 to 2017, President 2015 to 2016.
I can hear him.
Bob is still very quiet.
Kay Whalen, former board member, had a chance to serve for 2 years with Seth. Seth and Kay came on the board, and a bit of a troubled time for politically for the board, and you immediately made a major contribution. You came in the way we would love to see all commissioners, and actually all of our elected officials come in. You learned, you asked a lot of great questions, you made contributions at every step of the way. In my experience, you never took anything personally, even if there were disagreements. And you made a vital contribution. Obviously, the things that have happened since I've been on the board, but during the years when I was on the board working with you, when you look at the parks, the facilities throughout the village, you've been amazing. Andre, I will be here for 2 weeks when your last session is, unless I'm away on business. I also want to say that having gone by that baseball field, my God, isn't it gaudy? I can't believe we did something like this to the community. In all seriousness, it's beautiful. Beautiful. And I think it's a bigger lesson, which is, in our community, we're also passionate about what the community looks like. And at least during my stay at the board, and Seth, I think during your stay, you've always realized that whatever decision we make, the village has to live with for a very, very long time. And so we're going to try to make it as well as we can. And I've seen that from everybody who's on the current board. And certainly everybody that I've served with. And emotions can get a little out of control at times. I remember saying to the group about who came to talk to us about the baseball field, it would be great if you started at DEFCON 1 and then advanced to DEFCON 5 if you really feel it's necessary. But you guys just came in at DEFCON 5 and we're going from there. And in the end, it didn't need to be that way. But through all the struggle, through all the challenges, we always come together as a village. And we wind up creating something that's a little bit better. And so for the next 20 years of your life, should you choose to live in the village that long, you're going to be able to move around the community as I do now and see things that I've had an impact on, and you'll be seeing things you've had an impact on. I'm really seeing things you had an impact on. And you'll be able to feel good that in some small way you made this a better place to live. So thank you for your service.
Now we turn it over to Seth. Unless anybody else, do you want to say anything? Family, you want to say anything? No, really don't. Oh. Is it working?
Oops.
I don't know where we're going.
Oops.
I don't know if it works. There you go. Ooh, go help that fast. Go help that fast.
Test, test.
There you go. Okay. Love it.
I wanted to share a few thoughts as I reflect back on the last, actually, 6 years. What was said tonight so far was very beautiful. I'm almost speechless. But not. First, I want to thank my lovely wife, Michelle, who's here tonight, and my twins, Evan and Ava, who are about to turn 15 this weekend, for their support the last 6 years so that I could attend these meetings and actually take home with me some of the drama from the various things we've done the last 5 or 6 years and have a solid foundation at home to think about these things to help me calm down, relax. A little secret, I do like sweets, but my wonderful wife always had something ready for me to eat so I could come here and just eat dessert.
Aww.
True story. But a few thoughts. One, I'm very grateful for this wonderful opportunity that was provided by the community. When I was elected to the board, I think I received 278 votes out of about 8,000. Steve Gaines told me he got 276. He was mad I had two more. So Josh, you knocked it out of the park and you got 1,000.
And you got one more than me.
I think only my friends voted for me. But I view the participation on the park board for me is just a limited time to serve the community. That's in part why, by the way, I really just wanted to do one term. Because I do believe it's important to allow others in the community who want to step forward with new ideas and new wisdom to make this a better place, to give them that opportunity. And for me, that was important. And yes, we will be in the community still for a long time. We're not going away. Second, one of the things I've learned about this park board, and this is truly for me, I think you get out of this what you put in it. And Josh, that's for you. For me, being part of the board was my favorite thing to do outside of my career in the family. Honest to God, I really enjoyed this. It was so much. It was not work. This was very special for me. And I think, as Andre mentioned, the journey began for me as a volunteer, as a member of the Beach and Lakefront Advisory Group that followed with a stint on the Watts Advisory Board. I spent a lot of time at Watts growing up with our children, learning to skate, broomball, and the like. But for me, always learning. I watched others on the board, and I learned from them too, including Bob Kimball. Bob, I'm really glad you're here tonight. And I remember early on, even as when I was early president, I really didn't feel qualified, probably like many park board presidents. And I would call Bob from time to time for advice. Bob, what do I do? What do I think? How do you handle it? I said, he just pushed back. He goes, do what you think is right. Do what you think is right. In a calm, calm voice. It'll work out. And it's true. And it actually does. But always learning. I watch others on the board, and I learn from them too, whether I agree with them or not. One important thing I learned early on is really just to listen and not to talk. And my wife and children would say, that's probably not easy for me to do. But I did it. Hard to believe. While everyone has a point of view on this board, I think learning to listen is key, and it's really a skill. And what I saw is the best solution often comes after listening and evaluating different points of view. It's really easy and much faster just to simply jump to a conclusion. A great example, you look at Friends Park, and Bob, you were part of that. I mean, that took almost 2 years from the time it started to the time it finished. And it is absolutely one of the most beautiful parks around that we have. But it's because we took our time and we did it right. And also, as I look back the last 6 months, quite frankly, I've been doing a lot more listening on the board. And for me personally, and I think, and Andre and I haven't talked about it, but Andre, I think you too. And part of it is because it's important for the other members of the board to step up and play a bigger role. And I've seen that with our fellow board members, and you're doing a fine job. Third, one of the best guides, at least for me, as a board member, has been really is to do what's best for the community. And for me, that's always been a guiding principle throughout. And yeah, I had the great fortune of leading the Berlin Park Initiative, and no regrets. But we got it done. And Friday night, I'll be honest, it was very hard for me, even with the inauguration presentation, getting through all the words, just because it was so emotional, so powerful, and the whole community came together. And that was really, really important. But doing the right thing is not always easy. And why is that? Because we're going to have to take positions opposite our friends and our neighbors. And that's tough. That's tough sometimes. I remember with the Berlin Project, even Steve, someone said, well, dogs are not going to pee on your lawn. And he's like, let the dogs come. That's okay. We got through it. Fourth, I think it's okay to disagree with other board members. When I first got on, I really didn't even want that to happen. And in fact, it actually is okay because you need to have an alternate view. But the other thing I learned, which is really important, after a vote, no matter where the vote ends up, you have to move on with a clear conscience. Never hold a grudge. Never. Always respect your board members. Five, I think the board and the Park District is in a great place right now. I think it's well positioned for the next 4 years and beyond, particularly Josh, with you on board and Stephanie. I think the board's in a great place. Finally, just a few other thoughts. Lisa Shepherd, and these are each personal, by the way. You're a first class executive director. I think you've built an amazing team that is accomplishing so much. It's been very proud to work with you as a friend, as a colleague. You've mentored me, I've mentored you. It's been very special. The strategy, the plans, the ideas, the operations, the hard work, leading by example, the new initiative, the challenges, things always don't go your way, but you've achieved amazing results so far. It's spectacular. Carol, you're one of the finest financial leaders I've seen, and you've been a great steward for the responsible funding and operations of the Park District, and keeping on solid footing. I never worried. Aaron, the marketing, the communication, the social media platform that you've created and developed for the Park District is creative and just fantastic, just absolutely amazing. I'm so impressed. Chris, every morning when I drive to the train, I'm fortunate to see with my own eyes the beauty of the parks, which is driven only by the hard work of the parks team that begins, I know, in the early dawn hour every day. These are the unsung heroes of the Park District, the members of your team. The park redevelopment project that you have led the last 2 years are just simply amazing, so thank you. Jenny, you are the glue of the office. The information, the packages, and now the PDFs, the old binders. By the way, I've turned all mine back in. We recycled them all. But they've been so helpful to me. They've kept me informed, the board, and really enabled us to do our job with the latest information. I will miss our talks on golf.
I as well.
And Mike, we've just got to know each other, but I must say I'm very impressed. The activities, the events, they keep getting better every day. Your enthusiasm, the knowledge of sports, the programs, and your dedication will only drive even more success, so thank you. Just a few comments from my board members. You're not getting off that easy. First, Lisa, your work and dedication as treasurer is so admirable. It's very hard, it's difficult, it takes a lot of time. It's a wonderful thing. Your dedication to review, understand, challenge, and provide feedback, even if it may not be popular, is very impressive. That's a great trait. You speak your mind, you speak your conscience, you're not afraid. This is important. I think you've grown so much as a board member, and I respect you a lot. Andre, your love of the beach and lakefront comes out with your passion, bar none. You showed me the importance of the alternative view. Sometimes you're right. And of course, you taught me the meaning and the importance of the word transparency, which I wholeheartedly adopted.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Dudley, your gentle and thoughtful voice was always great to hear nearby. There were many times, through difficult times, having you next to me with a calm voice, your organized thoughts, was just peaceful and great to hear, and always influenced my thinking. You also opened my eyes to the importance of the environment and how important it is to all of us, and how we have to think about that throughout as we make decisions. So thank you for that. Finally, Steve, you've served as the voice of reason. You're not afraid to stand up and voice your concerns, even if it's not popular. There are times during board meetings when you raise your voice when you have to, and I know it wasn't popular, even contrary to maybe your friends and neighbors, but you have to do it because it's the right thing to do. Someone had to do it, and I appreciate that. At the same time, as you became the president, you became an outstanding listener, a clearly independent thinker with a much more soft voice. But the bottom line, you always did the right thing, and I respect it a lot. To Dan Dorfman.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, shout out.
Wow.
We're going to take a picture of you now.
Aaron, we can publish this now. Now, these are nice words. Dan Dorfman, thank you so much for being here and sharing your stories in the media. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to us. I think your balanced and honest approach is so much appreciated. Often you sat with us for many, many, many hours, where tedious discussions and debates, only to have a short story. And I know how difficult your industry is right now. Some stories, though, I think were juicy, and I gave you a few of those quotes. But thank you for coming. And lastly, just to everyone, including the community at large, this has been a very special experience for me. I appreciate the friendships, the supports, and the time we spent together, and I'll miss everyone. Thank you.
Do we have something to put this in here or not?
No, I can't. I can strap it out.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Seth. Thanks for always being there.
Girls like it, please. So then we just need a motion to adjourn.
She's free to drive by and like look at it from the street and see if it's flooded.
No, not flooded.
Yeah, I have to find out what I'm doing. I'm going
to be in the house for you tomorrow.
We just need a motion adjourned from this meeting. Steve?
Pardon?
We just need a motion adjourned from this meeting.
I'd like to hear a motion to adjourn from our regular special board meeting.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Get that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Stop. That one's done. What time?